Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, when we ended the show yesterday, I thought I had a pretty good idea what we're going to be discussing this morning as a first things first. I had no idea that a story would break that, quite frankly, is just unbelievable. Right?
Yep.
So, South African ambassador in France, Nyambose, who was also a former minister of arts and culture and then former minister of police before that, Natim Tetwa, was found dead in a hotel. And the reports that we're getting seem to point in the direction that he committed suicide by jumping out of a window on the 22nd floor. Right? That's all we have to go on. I have to say, though, just reading the story, for me, this seemed very unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not because people don't commit suicide. I mean, they do. But I think if you are an ambassador, that is possibly not how you'd want to go out. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sit here and speculate how else you can kill yourself.
Right.
Because that's not for us to do. It's not a responsible thing to do.
Mm.
But jumping out of the 22nd floor seems very, very, very
implausible.
Bruh. This is, come on now.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else to say because I definitely wasn't there, so I can't say it didn't happen.
Yeah. Hey, it's quite tricky, right? Because the latest report that we are seeing from News 24 is apparently that, you know, his body was found in the interior courtyard of the hotel.
Mm.
So a lot of the reports we saw yesterday were saying that he actually jumped out of the window, but it seems as if he jumped from within the hotel.
From a balcony, perhaps.
I would think and believe it was from a balcony. But the story itself is just quite bizarre. Particularly now, we just heard, some of us had even forgotten about the minister, right? That he was actually abroad and he was the ambassador. And we just recently heard about him in the commission. So from hearing about him in the commission and now seeing that, you know, he plunged to his death, you know, very, very bizarre story for me.
I'm glad you bring that up because when General Mkhwanazi spoke about him, he spoke about him in his capacity as the Minister of Police back then, right? He says, General Mkhwanazi, that is, that he was summoned to the minister's office. And there he was basically told to drop a matter that pertained to Richard Mzuli. Yes, right? Now, Mkhwanazi then went on to say that was the most egregious act of political interference that he's ever encountered. And you can assume that with an allegation like that, Natim Tetwa was definitely going to appear in the commission to defend himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he was definitely going to be somebody who's a witness who's called on, who's called upon later.
Yeah.
He obviously won't be able to do that now. Mpo?
For me, it's also the report that the wife apparently had received messages of him, distress messages. We don't know what is in those distress messages, but also the fact that he was thought to have been, initially was reported missing, right?
Yes.
That's how the whole thing started.
Yeah.
So he's reported missing, and then the next thing, allegedly he committed suicide. I've been in many hotels, guys, around the world.
Yeah.
The higher you go, the less that
the window
is allowed to open, right? And that is for purposes such as this, for safety reasons. So also there's reports that he apparently forced the window.
I'm like, maybe the pane was shattered, so we don't know.
But it's too much admin for someone who is allegedly trying to commit suicide. For me, it just, something is hitting the waters.
Well, let me tell you something else, right? So not only did he send a distressed message to his wife, allegedly, but then his phone was found in a park. So this would then mean that he sent the message, went out to the park, threw his phone away, then came back to the hotel and jumped.
All the way up.
Where was his security personnel? Because apparently he also left.
He removed
them.
Himself.
He removed himself from the security personnel. Yeah. So Yabona Kutinje, this story is...
It is a bizarre story, to say the least.
Very bizarre. As soon as I learned of the detail that he removed himself from security, I just found the whole thing about messages also very concerning, to say, is he the one who sent the messages? What could have possibly happened here?
Yeah, but also, now, let's just say he wasn't the one who sent the messages. That then implies that there was a third party, which would mean that his life was in danger. And if your life is in danger, the last thing you want to do is remove yourself from security people.
Right, right. Yeah.
So you, because he did that willingly, we told, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you feel like somebody's after you, you're not going to remove your security people.
Of course. You see, what I love about what we're doing right now is exactly what Crispin Peary said we mustn't do as a nation. Do not speculate upon how he died. But it's because it is literally like a movie. It's a script out of a movie.
Yeah.
And the only person, unfortunately, who can tell us what happened is no longer here.
Let us know what your thoughts are. Man, what a bizarre incident. Tragic nonetheless. 086-000-0959.
Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
The sea is the world. We're on the streets. We are on the air. We are everywhere. If you just joined us, we're having a discussion right now about the untimely death of South African ambassador to France. And Natim Tereta found dead yesterday at a hotel where we assume he was staying. Now, we've got some voice notes, but I've also got a text here from Gleison Monyela, who's head of public diplomacy at Durco. And he says, ambassadors don't really have security detail or bodyguards. They only have a driver. So I suppose if he was to excuse himself, he'd only excuse himself from his driver. There wasn't really any security detail.
I mean, I'm bambulele, abantu. I'm a crook now. Bambulele, umntana abantu.
But yeah, I mean, who? You can't just say that and leave it open ended, right? It's got to be backed with some kind of evidence.
Bye. Ubulewe, hayi kholento babonile ukuthi hayi unhlanhla ubhukile. Babona kahle ukuthi isimbulale kungaze kuphume okukhulu. I don't think ukuthi angazibulala. If esibulele naye ubalekele ijele kushubile.
Wedinango, unyambose phela bekuyindoda yomZulu. Ubengeke unyambose ahamba ephesheya ayozibulala. Ebazikahle ukuthi kusafana landwe ngehlahla. Uzolanda ubani ngehlahla lephesheya ngoba seyibulele lephesheya nje. Hayi, angadlalwa ngathi la. Akho unyambose oyibulele la.
That's funny how he brings up big Zulu. Imagine. Shame, I don't mean to laugh because it's actually a tragic and a serious incident. Kodwa bomZulu, awuyibulali yini?
On this one, I don't smell a rat. I smell a cat. Mm-mm. Ay, Akhlangan. Ay, Nam, I've been trying to piece and unpiece Akhlangan. There's a big cat here. And I'm not naming names. I'm just saying there's a cat.
Hey.
Hi, this looks like collateral damage. And it's not going to be the only head that falls. So with my accident, nyana, nyana, of some few witnesses and things like that. When I was shady, nyana. Madlanga odlo dlanga batho muka one by one. There's certain people that won't make it to that Madlanga commission. They know too much.
Yeah, you see, it's also unfortunate that this happened a few days after his name had been mentioned in the Madlanga commission, because now people are going to draw some kind of a link between this incident and that. And it really could just be a coincidence. Furthermore, as far as allegations go, I mean, that allegation is not something that I think a person would want to kill themselves over. Again, this is all speculative, though. I really don't know what's going on. It just seems very strange to me.
I son, ibhlungu lento le sis, ibhlungu. You went missing iqala. Aceda lapho yas remove from the protection. Sesiva what so freely uzibulele. Ay sis. Ay, abona imadlanga commission izini sivunguvungu. Sazilapha kwa abantu kumile naye. Ayo keep amaqiniso. Bamshafa esimeni bamsusa. Ale sis angeke umuntu azibulale sis. Zibulale. Ay, amdala na kanje. Uzaphonsela futhi eje 22nd floor. Aye, aye. Lanu babo abantu bambulele akazibulelanga. Finish nje.
Ntate Selby.
Hello, who's on?
Kunjani babo?
Number one.
Yebo.
No, mina ngavuma nalaba abathi kukhona ekakubalekayo.
Yebo.
Ya, lento sizo yabona lokuthi azirimove. Security sizo iyasho lento ukuthi bese sekane plan yakhe.
But then that is so beyond to establish now ukuthi there isn't actually a security detail. All he had was a driver. So there wouldn't have been security that he removed himself from. And we got this from people in Durco.
Sizo, I investigate, I guess, bonakale kuphuma iqiniso, mara le madlanga le mina ngibona ukuthi yiyo elethe yonke le situation.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Zizo.
Yeah, the French authorities are obviously investigating the matter. And again, you know, we don't know that any of this has to do with the Madlaka Commission.
True.
It just seems like a coincidence that his name was mentioned last week. I think it was a Friday or Thursday.
Yeah,
somewhere there.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I think it's... It might have to do, something to do with that because, as Umbali rightfully said, we had even forgotten about Minister Nathi up until that mention in the commission.
But, I mean, like I said, it's not even a hectic allegation, bro.
Maybe there was more that was still to come and he knew that.
Hey, Angsaz. Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
Let's see the world. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We're everywhere. If you just joined us, we're having a discussion about Nathi Mthethwa, South African ambassador to France, found dead yesterday. What are your thoughts?
This looks like collateral damage. And it's not going to be the only head that falls. So with my accident, of some few witnesses and things like that. When I was shady, Madlanga would langa ba to muga one by one. There's certain people that won't make it to that Madlanga commission. They know too much.
I ka lama totala wa kipi tinis. Yabana sin kwa kanu madlanga. Baba neng baya hamba. Baya hamba ba neng agas buda langa lo muntu.
Ay, mina mvumelana nompho. It's too much admin. Go downstairs, parking, leave the phone, go upstairs, try and break the window, then jump. Ay, this is a movie. Yeah, whoever did this, he did a lot of admin. Because it's human nature. Once you leave the phone downstairs, you're still going upstairs. Human nature, actually, guti ish, what's the wife saying? Is she responding? I want to see if she responds from my distress. So, it's too much admin. Too much.
Hi, mina nyayala. There's no minister that has passed on, guys. Ayi kolento lena. Mina ngibona ngathi siyatshela because lo muntu lokufanelayo aphere ku-commission. And mhlampe kunezingo yokuthi angisho evidence says kusesenamanye ama-files asezophuma ngegama lakhe futhi kungenzeka. So wabona ukuthi the best solution out of this singenze le nto leyo abayenza eJapan. Ngizishaye nama-Marcus Huster nginyamalale. Ngabonakali ukuthi ngiphi.
No, so let me explain why that, I don't want to say it's not possible, but it's highly implausible, right? First of all, when you're an ambassador, you're a diplomat representing us in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, any matters pertaining to the law would involve South Africa and Durko to get involved. So let's say, for example, he had been robbed, right? Yes, he could go report it to the French police, but then the French police would immediately have to get South Africa involved.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because this is your diplomat.
Right.
Likewise, you can't even arrest a diplomat. What you do is you deport them back to their country.
Aha.
Right?
Okay.
So if this was, let's say, a staged intervention, it would require us to basically collude with that foreign country.
And
that's too much admin for us to do. Because this story actually broke via French media.
Mm-hmm.
So French media would have to be in on it and then play along. I don't know. I don't see it happening. But again, I don't know.
I don't believe Rojo's sponsored. I think he was assisted. And the reason I'm assisted, it's because somebody must take one for the team. So it's so many people linked. And now going forward, we are going to hear his name being mentioned frequently. So that everything is going to be blamed on him. This is the ANC, guys. This is the ANC.
Eish. Masekho and Honeydew.
Hi, guys. How's it?
How's it going?
Good, man. You know me, I can see when I see I hear the conspiracy for who killed him, how. What I'm worried is how easy it is to take somebody's life. And if the former police minister is not safe, who am I? Bamolatela ko France jo. What they can just get you. Like, if really maybe somebody's behind it, how safe are we?
So now you work.
Can come out and tell the truth if this is behind the story behind Jorge because of the commissioner.
Okay, so
you know what I mean.
Yes, so you're working under the assumption that there is foul play. That's fine, right? Let's tick that box and say it's a given.
Okay.
It's always been very dangerous in South Africa, not only just to be a citizen, but more so to be a whistleblower. Whistleblowers get taken out every day in this country. And I suppose one recent name is Babita Deokaran.
Yeah.
Everybody's been speaking about her, trying to do the right thing. And you saw what happened. So it does then get to a point where people go, hey, man, even if I witness anything untoward happening, because I do not want to endanger myself and I definitely don't want to endanger my family.
I think the only place they're safe is just next to Traoré, because I look at Francis, no one is safe.
Even Traoré himself is not safe. They're always attempting to take that guy's life.
While he's still alive.
Yeah. He's on like over 11 assassination attempts.
I'll bring Connors too, together they will protect me. That's my point. I was just saying that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Before I let you go, Masekhu, what is it that you know that makes you feel like your life is in danger?
But he sees it on national radio.
We have
serious people know me. I know nothing.
Oh, boy, that's funny. Thanks for the call.
Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
To see the world, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we are everywhere. Speaking about Nathi Mthethwa, former Minister of Arts and Culture, former Minister of Police, South African ambassador to France at the time of his death. What say you?
Alala. Ayikho lento indanekwane le. Angeke nithi coincidence le nini convinceane lapho nithi ayikho. Akunamuntu ongamentiona ku commission serious kangaka. Abanye bathi baphethe ufakazi bathi bona sebayaphuma ku commission nani. Bese nithi le coincidence. Oh, ayikho den.
Yabana lo buti lo akazibulalanga shem uyaphila ngentshela uphila saka lo buti ayikho umuntu ongayenza into eso.
Okay.
Tasizwe, hayi asinandaba. All we can say, who's next? Next. Hayi sikhathele.
Hayibo.
Eish, bambulele lo buti wabantu. Bambulele lo buti wabantu in a way yokuthi uMkhwanazi umentionile igama lakhe ukuthi unabo ubufakazi naye. Bacima ubufakazi eyisili ANC man. I see the ANC, bambulele. How?
Phew, sees the world. He has his police movie, Bafetu. Has his Los Bonama cartel. City in Mexico, this and Mexico that. I wonder how strong is this Big Five. Uguti nje is to a whole minister. Uvuka nje ashonile. And another thing, can we see the body again and identify it? Bangasishaye ngikulenda kuliyothi futhi labathi hayi uya kanti no. The damage control uyoqasha le offshore. Sifuna ukubona isidumbu thina sibe sure ukuthi uyi.
That's funny. I think you meant Gavin Watson.
This sounds like Gavin Watson 2.0. What if Velevele ufake his death? If he faked his death, does he think ukuthi people from South Africa don't travel to Abo France like overseas? And unathi we can recognize him. Okay, Gavin, yeah, I'm sure we can recognize him because by a fan. Magaleon, so you can live with you, Shem. It's true.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.